In real estate, you've probably heard the phrase location, location, location. When it comes to the Father's house that Jesus is pointing the way towards, we might say it's relation, relation, relation. One of the ways that I think it doesn't quite get the point of this reading and what Jesus is saying to us, the import of what he's been doing all along in his incarnation, which is so central to the message of the Gospel of John, that God came to dwell with us, with humanity in our world, is to say that Jesus is not simply giving a message about when you die, I will be preparing a special mansion in heaven that you will inherit for each and every one of you. It's not about leaving this earth, leaving our, what we might consider a dump or something like that, or whatever house we live in, so that when we go to heaven, we'll have a much bigger and better house that we can live in. It's not exactly the point of what Jesus is getting at. That makes heaven more, and Jesus, more about location than relation. Through the incarnation, what Jesus is revealing to his disciples and here in our gospel today is that eternal life is to be where Jesus is. To be where Jesus is, because where Jesus is, there the Father is. And that the Father and Jesus are one. They dwell together. And so to inherit the Father's house that he's preparing for us is to live eternally in that communion, that relationship between the Father and the Son. To use a slightly different analogy, I know I've used this before, but we might think of the Father's house using a little real estate analogy that I like to call purchase, restore, and dwell as the way that God is bringing about salvation to his people through the incarnation of Jesus. That at the beginning of John's gospel, we hear that the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. There's another translation I like to use sometimes a little bit more colloquial. It says, the Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. The Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. Jesus comes, and he comes into the world to go house hunting, if you will. Jesus comes into our world and he looks around for a place to live. He came to dwell with us. And he goes around looking for dilapidated houses, the souls and the hearts and the bodies of the broken down sinners. And Jesus comes and he chooses one of us. He purchases us by his blood. One way of thinking about the power of sin is kind of like a house that's been under foreclosure, owned by the bank, an evil force. I'm not saying banks are necessarily evil, but owned by a different power other than God. And by his blood, Jesus purchases us back from the power of sin and evil. When he buys us back with the price of his blood, he purchases us our salvation. He then sets about restoring us, like you would maybe see on one of those house shows where they're flipping a house. And Jesus begins the work of restoration. And we see this happening all through Jesus's ministries as he's performing his signs and wonders and miracles and healings and exorcisms. What he's doing is he's restoring those people who he has purchased back from evil and sin. He's restoring them back to wholeness. And Jesus does this in our lives, not simply to flip us or to make a profit on us, to sell us back to the power of sin and evil, but he purchases our lives, he restores our brokenness, so that he may then come to dwell in us, to make his home in us. And so when we talk about the house that Jesus is preparing for us, our Father's house, it's not about us simply moving out of the earth and into heaven. It's more about Jesus and the power of God coming down out of heaven and to dwell with us, to join in himself the Father and the Son, all of heaven and earth, so that eternal life is not really just about location, 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 whether we're here or there. It's about relation, 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 being where Jesus is. And where does Jesus say he's coming? Where does he say he will be? He will be with us. He is coming to make his home in our midst, purchase us from our sin, to restore our brokenness, to make us whole, so that he can dwell richly within us, so he can move into our neighborhoods. And so we are to do the same as Jesus charges his disciples, to go out into the world, bringing the healing and restoring presence of Christ and the Holy Spirit to others, so that together as the church, the body of Christ, we may be where Jesus is, to be who he has called us to be in the world.